Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. The king was looking down, the jester stole his tawny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Now a verdict was returned, and while Lennon read a book on Mark, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the bird flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass, with the jester on the sideline in a cast. Now the half-time
Lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast, the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Welcome to Wilderness Freedom Radio on this Monday night, and I tell you what, lots of crazy things going on. Afghanistan is falling and everything else, and we'll be talking about that here in a bit. Virgil, how are you doing, brother?
Well, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Welcome to another episode of American Conflict Second Place Winners. Yes. Hello, hello, hello. We've done it again.
Oh, I know you have. I mean, you know, it's, we talked about this and how this is going to play out for months and everything when this all begins, Virgil. And I tell you, we're here. There's no way out of it. I mean, this puts us in great danger as well, wouldn't you agree?
Well, where's Russell at? Russell, you on?
He ain't on yet, so he hasn't called in. So hopefully he calls. No, hopefully he calls in. I did text him, tell him we're on there, bro.
Well, something's gonna have to be done because this son of a bitch is fixing to get all of us killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's insanity. It is insanity. People do not realize just how seriously dangerous this move is.
Mm-hmm.
They just do not understand how serious this is.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Virgil. I've been reading on lots of articles on this, especially with China getting involved. And China is now going to set the Taliban up. We talked about Saturday. You called me Saturday, and we talked about this. Tanks are going to be rolling in, but they're going to be rolling in towards Israel.
You're going to see brand spanking new Chinese T-15 tanks, Chinese T-99 tanks, mm-hmm. all over Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia is going to foot the bill for it.
Exactly.
They're going to foot the bill for it, and they're going to track those fucking things straight across Afghanistan, right into Iran, and they're going to let them come on through, and they're going to mm-hmm. join the clique, and Iraq's not going to be able to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's going to pull troops out of Iraq, and that's going to leave them a beeline straight to Israel.
And not only that, but I was reading as well, as soon as this calms down over there, China is fixing to send troops over there to Afghanistan. They offer troops.
Well, of course, they're going to have to teach them how to work that new military equipment that mm-hmm. they're going to send them. They're going to have to teach mm-hmm. them how to do it. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it's evident. It's evident.
Mm-hmm. And here
you're going to see an uprising in the Middle East like you have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan's King Hussein and his entire family will be assassinated. They will be murdered
mm-hmm.
in the streets. They will be murdered in the streets.
Yep. And we and I talked about that Saturday as well. And here's the other thing.
And
what sits between Afghanistan and the border of Mecca? And this is what I've been telling everybody for the last, year and a half, 2-3 years? Keep your eye on Mecca when this goes down, because that's where the actual battle is going to start, right there in Mecca.
Well, why is it going to start in Mecca? Mecca is Sharia law. Mecca is totally Islam.
Mecca goes right in between Israel. That's where the borderline is with Israel. Am I wrong?
Mecca's in Egypt.
But from what
that's nowhere near the borderline. That's nowhere near the borderline.
From my understanding, that's where this is going to actually
look
start.
Look at a map.
So, I mean, this is where it's going to start. But, yes.
Well, it may start there with a bunch of big mouth ragheads hyping everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this is going to go is they're going to go up, and you're going to see Turkey get involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Pakistan get involved in this. Iran, Iraq, Egypt, Syria. Lebanon will fall again. Lebanon will fall to Hamas. They're going to knuckle under. And once that happens, you can be set for another. This is going to make the Yom Kippur War look like a church social.
I can guarantee you Russia will get involved too. Russia will be in there somewhere getting involved. What I'm seeing is
I don't see Russia getting involved. Maybe Russia will take on Turkey, you know, as a diversion or whatever. But this is more dangerous than what people think, because if you believe that Israel does not have the bomb, you are sadly mistaken. And mm-hmm. if you believe that they will not be pushed, if their back's against the wall, that they will not be pushed into using that bomb, you are sadly mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the measure of Israeli resolve.
Mm-hmm.
Israel does not care about men, women, or children, civilian targets, or military targets. They
mm-hmm.
will bomb the living shit out of you.
Right. Here's something I noticed.
No questions asked.
I noticed as well. Seeing all the clips that I'm seeing, I don't see no women fleeing. I've just seen all the men fleeing the city. Men only. What's up with that?
Well, military-age men, they want to flee the city, but they didn't have the courage to fight for their country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? they didn't have the courage to go up and say, okay, Americans, train us, arm us, you know, we'll fight the Taliban, we'll clean them out, we'll clean the rats out of the house, out of the sewers. No, none of them, none of them. And when your leader flees the country like a coward, you know, and that does not leave much of a moral or, you know, I'm looking for the word, not moral or, you know, it doesn't leave much for your people to rely on.
No.
You know, it doesn't do much for the public morale is the word I was looking for. And, you're going to see it. What they're doing, they're playing it cool. They're playing it smart. They're going to let the Americans evacuate and pull a few Afghan people out of it. And then once they're all gone, well, guess what? You're going to see mass executions like you have never seen before. The killing fields of Cambodia are going to be nothing compared to this.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be massive tribal genocides within Afghanistan. You're going to see women beaten, abused, murdered, stoned to death, tortured.
Mm-hmm.
It is just going to be mayhem, and all of these countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Egypt, Lebanon, you know, Syria, these are all unspooled countries.
Mm-hmm.
These are all unspooled countries. They're fanatical. And then you're going to see Somalia, Ethiopia, Libya, all of those African nations that are Islamic, they're going to become involved in this. The whole region is going to become unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, these people have serious hardware. These people have nuclear weapons. Pakistan has a nuclear weapons. Iran has a nuclear weapon.
And who
Israel
gave them those weapons?
Nuclear weapon. You know,
gave,
I mean, we didn't
them
actually
those?
Give them the weapon. We didn't actually give them the weapon, but we gave them the technology to build these weapons.
Thanks to Obama.
And the thing, well, no, Pakistan and India, they gained it. They sent their people over here to go to colleges and stuff, and they figured out how to build a goddamn thing. The same thing with Iran. But here's the thing. The tanks, the trucks, the supplies, you're going to see Egyptian manufactured AK-47s, some of the best AK-47s ever manufactured in the world, getting shipped to Afghanistan. They're going to it's going to be pandemonium. And the thing that's really going to be bad is when China starts shipping them those SAM-5 rockets, anti-aircraft rockets, and they start setting up truck batteries all across Iraq, all across the borders and everything else, and they're going to start shooting Israeli jets down. This is more serious than what you believe, people. If you don't believe that these people are not going to get their hands on this armament and they're not going to use this armament, you're sadly mistaken. And what is the United States going to do? Not a goddamn thing. Not a goddamn thing as long as Biden is in there. You're looking at World War III right now. You're looking at the beginning of World War III.
And it's like we've been telling y'all, if you're not prepared, if you're not stocked, that's all on you, because we've been telling you to stock up and be ready.
Israel will use the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
They will use the bomb. It is no They almost used it during the Six-Day War.
Mm-hmm.
They almost used it. And once they use it, that's it. That's it. Israel's going to use it to retaliate. Iran's going to use theirs to retaliate against Israel. And there is going to be pandemonium in the Middle East.
And if China will use theirs.
And if you think gas prices are high now, well, guess what? You can't refine radiated oil.
Right.
You can't. You know.
That's what I was trying to tell you earlier. That's what I was trying to talk to you about earlier before we got on the show about gas prices. You know.
Afghanistan is not an oil-producing country. Afghanistan is just like the Palestinians and the Somalians. They're the problem children of Islam. They're bums, but they have a use. You know, they're expendable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the nation, to the world of Islam. And I can tell you right now, Louis Farrakhan is standing on his head cheering and ringing bells with his toes because of this. And CARE, the Committee for Islamic American Relations, they're ecstatic about this. I mean, all of these American hating Islamic groups and factions and all hating, you know
mm-hmm.
these factions that are in the United States, oh, they're ecstatic about this.
Oh yeah,
they're ecstatic about this because they know that they're going to click up, they're finally going to click up, and they're finally going to try and knock Israel off the map.
No, they're going to try to knock us off, Virgil. That's the point. We're set up for the kill. Not only is Israel set up for the kill, but us too.
And they're going to get a wild hair in their ass. They're going to get a wild hair in their ass. And all of those ships that we have in the Persian Gulf right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, Kuwait is, see, that's where it's going to come. You see, Kuwait is going to, we're going to have to deal with that again. And
mm-hmm.
Kuwait is a number one oil producer. And then you got Saudi Arabia right there. And then that's what's going to get the American are going to have to get involved, and that's when we're going to go to popping off big firecrackers. You
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, you're talking about entire destabilization of maybe 25% of the world. I mean, it's more dangerous than what people think. These people
but
are
Joe
unschooled.
Biden,
I have,
but Joe Biden's
I have
not going to move. He's not going to do shit. He's not. He's already said he ain't going to do nothing.
Let me tell you something. Because of this, you can come out ahead on the 2020 election. You can come out ahead on the 2024 election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump could be put back in office. The damage that has been done in these past 6 or 7 months, this is going to take 10, 15, 20 years to repair.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate to say this, Virgil, but don't count on Trump coming back. I mean, what I'm seeing and reading right now, and I've been talking to some others, and we made an agreement on this. I don't see Trump coming in. I don't see – what I see coming in is one world order. As a matter of fact, maybe the military might be stepping in. This is what I'm kind of seeing.
This could be very true. The destabilization, because I'm going to tell you what, if they go to shooting off nukes, if they go to getting into a nuclear pissing contest between Israel, Pakistan, and Iran, and it's going to happen. It's got the high potential to happen. Okay? You're going to see the biggest spike in gas prices, you might not even be able to get gas. I might not
mm-hmm.
even be able to get diesel for my truck. So no
mm-hmm.
trucks, no deliveries. So what are you
mm-hmm.
going to have? You're going to have martial law declared. This
mm-hmm.
is more dangerous than what people realize.
And
you're
gonna
sitting there and you're worried about and you're worried about the distraction of your kids having to wear masks to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the distraction now? You understand where we're going with this?
And I said,
everything that they come up with from now on is going to be a distraction, and COVID is
mm-hmm.
their number one distraction. That
Speaking
is the
COVID,
whore they're fucking. That is the whore they're fucking.
Me.
That is the fiddle. That is the fiddle they're playing
mm-hmm.
right now to keep you under control to where you don't pay attention to what the fuck is going on around the world.
Oh, I've been saying that for a while, but let me go off for a second on COVID since you brought this up. I know you know. I'm in Afghanistan. Nobody's wearing a mask. There's no vaccines, and there's no COVID over there. What's up with that? How come Fauci
ain't no
crying? Why come Fauci and the CDC and the WHO ain't crying? Oh, my God, super spreaders.
I have no idea.
I tell you why, it's like one of my friends was saying yesterday. They don't have the damn blasted media like we do here. Being lies.
It's going all haywire, man. It's coming down, it's circling the drain.
Mm-hmm. And we've been, I wish Russell was calling
you.
I bet you Russell got drunk when you want to make a bet. I bet you're drinking a fifth one here.
I bet you he's fuming.
Yep.
He's fuming over this.
Oh,
I'll tell you right now, because I'm fuming over it.
Everybody's fuming over it. You know what's bad? What's bad, brother, is that it's pretty sad when you got your own turned on you. Biden's got his own people turned on him right now.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you can only take so much watching so much in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just turning 14 years old. Okay. When I remember watching on ABC News, The Fall of Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching this. I remember it like it happened yesterday. I remember people rushing the air. I remember soldiers taking soldiers off of planes, South Vietnamese soldiers that were trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the helicopters landing on the U.S. Embassy. I remember seeing helicopters tossed overboard off of aircraft carriers because they didn't have room for all the helicopters coming in. All
right.
Millions of dollars worth of helicopters just thrown overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they were running out of fuel. They didn't have a place to land. They were jumping out of the helicopters, ditching in the ocean. They were fishing Vietnamese people out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with
this
here in Afghanistan.
And,
now, one of the things I will say,
and you're going to see the same thing play out. The same
thing
is playing out.
I am
going to
say, Virgil,
what
I want to say right now, as most of y'all know, I do have a friend up in Afghanistan. Her name is Mary. She's called on the show a couple of times in the past. And I worried about her and her family. I know we haven't heard from her once. So I know from what she had told me last time I talked to her, they were planning to flee before this even happened. So I'm guessing that's what her and her family did, or, you know, did their fleeing, because nobody's heard from her in a long while. I heard I always thought, you know, and everything. So I can guarantee they knew this was going to happen, you know. And
oh, yeah.
Some of them fled. So, Mary, if you can hear her, sweetheart, you know, I hope you're safe out there. Call me, talk to me. You know, I told you.
I hope
she
is too.
So, you know, but she's only 30 years old, and she's like, you know, she was scared to death of being under Islamic law again. You know, and everything. So
well,
this is
worse. This is worse.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is worse than Islamic law. This is Sharia law. This
mm-hmm.
is Sharia law. This is like
mm-hmm.
the turbocharged version of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these, you know, they don't They don't cut no slack. They don't give no warnings. They don't tell you to pray for forgiveness.
No.
They fucking torture and kill your ass.
Yep. Just like that lady Mary today was saying, you know, her family's waiting in her office up there in Afghanistan right now, waiting for them to come kill her because she has nowhere else to go. What else can she do? You know? At least she didn't flee. She stayed right where she was at.
Hang on, Joseph. I'll be right back.
Go on ahead. But anyhow, if you got anybody who likes to call in, the number is 917-889-3890. We'd love to hear from you. Especially, you know, our friends overseas that are listening in, Israel and all over, you know, Alaska, Germany, you know, all you guys, we'd like to hear from you and stuff. So even here in the United States, we'd like to hear from you and everything. So, but I tell you, we warned you, we told you what was going on, what's going to happen, and the distractions and everything. Even the Christian Jews on her show, she's tried telling you everybody and stuff, you know, and many others as well. So, but like I keep saying, Virgil, what else can we do? How much more?
Well,
the thing is,
what gets me is, okay, you need congressional approval to send troops in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where was the congressional or senatorial approval to pull these troops out?
Right.
You know, did he even ask or bother to ask or get advisement from anyone who is so-called a half-ass expert on this field? Or
well, my
what,
understanding,
you know, because I'm hearing all kind of stuff from generals that's calling him basically, in so many words, they're using the long version of calling him a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they tried advising him. Even his new liberal general tried to advise him, don't do this without planning. But, you know, he was in a hurry to destroy Trump's legacy because Trump had a part in this.
The thing was, Trump did plan on pulling the troops out. But he let them know that just as fast as we pull these troops out, we can put them back in. And if we got to put them back in, we're not going to be so nice the next time.
Exactly. Hey, like you and I talked about Saturday, he had a bomb to get their attention the first time. He finally got them to listen and had them sitting at the table, didn't he?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, but, you know, he had them sitting at the table. You know, he did just like Nixon done. Nixon bombed the North Vietnamese into submission until they got back to the peace table in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were negotiating, you know, and finally he got us out of Vietnam. I don't like the way he got us out of Vietnam, but he got us out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This pullout is, I'm going to say it plain and simple, this pullout here is a total fuck up from the floor up.
Right. And I think, you know, but like I said, seeing the Democrats, even Pelosi and all them condemning Biden on this, I'm kind of like surprised on that one. Even some of the liberals
of course Pelosi's going to condemn Biden on this because there goes their profit from the Afghan heroin fields. You see, the Taliban is going to destroy all of that. They're going to burn those fields, and they're going to kill those farmers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to kill those producers because that is a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the no-nos that that the Russians tried to point out. You know, they burn those poppy fields and all of that stuff. And the Taliban is going to do the same thing. But they're not going to be nice about it. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see a stack of of collateral damage like you have never seen before. They are playing it cool now. They're playing it cool now. They're just like the cat on top of the refrigerator, and they're just hiding, keeping cool, and they're going to let all those mice come out and try to eat out of the doggy bowl, and then that's it. They're going to pounce on them.
Exactly.
Women are going to be the number one victims in this, and you ain't going to hear a peep. Anything from the Me Too movement, nobody's going to put on their JJ hats for the women in Afghanistan or protest or anything like that. They're going to totally ignore it, especially the squad.
Well, hell, Virgil, the squad himself are nothing but terrorists. They got three Talibans in there themselves. Of course they're not.
You know, well, they got two Taliban. They got two of them. One of them that bitch that still thinks Palestine exists, and that Somalian incest bitch, iPhone Omar, and the other two are just spokeschildren for that new cereal, stupid bitch. They eat a big bowl of it every morning.
Right. But, you know, but I swear, man, I mean, I don't know. You and I talked about this the other night. And I said, you know, you give it 3 years. I'm going to give it 3 years or a little sooner, but I'm going to give it, you know, I'm going to say 3 to 4
before the 2022 elections come around. You are going to start seeing on the news the most massive military buildup since Nazi Germany, World War II, in Afghanistan. Financed by the Saudis, supplied by the Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
And before the 2024 election, you are going to see a massive offensive against the state of Israel.
I'm going to say before that. I'm going to say 2022.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. When you see on the news those Chinese manufactured SAM-5 anti-aircraft missiles, those surface-to-air missiles, when you start seeing those SAM-5 batteries rolling in, and any one of them, that's it. That's it.
Well, not only that, look at all the military equipment that capture AGN from the United States.
Well, that right there, it's got a limited lifetime. All right. Black Hawk helicopters, Chinook helicopters, Huey helicopters, Humvees, all of these need maintenance. All of these need parts. So eventually those things are going to be, you're going to sacrifice Peter to pay Paul, basically. They're going to be robbing parts off of one to fix another one. And eventually they're high maintenance vehicles. My nephew works on helicopters at Camp Lejeune in the Marine Corps. And those things, if you don't stay on top of them 100%, especially in that sandy environment, they have a special tape they have to put on the rotors to keep the sand from eating up the rotors. They're not going to be able to get access to that. Supplies are going to run out. So in the meantime, while they're using that, you're going to see communist Chinese equipment start rolling into Afghanistan. It happened with the Russians, with the Russian equipment that they left behind, you know, the T-55 tanks and all of that. And eventually that environment turned them into junk because dust gets in them. You know, you got to have a maintenance program to take care of machinery. It does wear out, especially in a sandy, gritty, nasty area like that.
I'm actually surprised where the military doesn't add a self-destruct system in those equipments.
Well, it's It's going to eventually, they're going to eventually get enough of playing with them. They're going to play with them so much, they're going to wear them out.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to, like I said, you're going to see brand spanking new state-of-the-art equipment rolling
mm-hmm.
in there. They're going to have military advisors to show them how to use it. And it's, you know, and you're going to see MiGs. You're going to see Chinese MiGs in there.
Mm-hmm.
And not state-of-the-art MiGs, but good enough to cause enough damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a significant military buildup. But you watch the news. If you see those
mm-hmm.
Chinese SAM-5 rockets showing up in Afghanistan, because they are going to have intelligence reports on this, there's going to be satellite photos of them, and
mm-hmm.
once they start moving that in, you can just count the days.
Yep.
You can just count the days.
But, you know, the thing is, though, Virgil, is that, you know, trying to educate everybody, you know, I know a lot of our listeners, I know they're, you know, open-minded and listening and everything to what we're saying and stuff, but...
Well,
the
2022 election's going to stop all of this. The 2022 is going to put an end to Biden's bullshit. Let me tell you something. It ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Not going to happen.
And we've been correct.
Forget it.
And we've been right on this show. What I've seen ratings way has topped over 100%. You know, for what we've been saying and predicting and everything. But you know, like with the distractions, I've been telling everybody too. The distractions, you know, stop listening to the COVID bullshit. Start looking at the real thing that's going on.
Well, that's what's giving a distraction right there. That's the number one distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to worry about COVID. I got to go get vaccinated. I ain't got time to worry about what's going on in the world. I got to go get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I got to go get vaccinated.
I'm already
COVID
vaccinated.
COVID going to get me.
I got all the immune system vitamins in me to protect me for a long while, so I ain't worried about it. You know, if I do that, I can get
well,
it well. I've had it once.
Well,
so.
Well, I can tell you this. People, for those of you that are prepared, I'd start doing an equipment check right now and an inventory check right now.
Mm-hmm.
For those
mm-hmm.
of you that are not prepared, you better start getting something together. Because
mm-hmm.
if you ain't got it by now, you're too late. And you're stuck out.
Especially in the cities. When you start seeing the city folks going into panic, oh boy. That's why I'm glad. That church is worried.
And you watch this. Since this has happened, okay, you watch the gun control issue spin totally out of proportion. Watch the gun control issue come back and rear its ugly head like it has never reared its ugly head before.
Oh, they're doing that here. I don't know if you saw the news about the school shooting here in New Mexico the other day. They're already doing that here already.
Oh, we had a school. We had a shooting in front of the upper crust part of town at a grocery store in Port
mm-hmm.
Allen.
I saw that
a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
They're gonna rear it their ugly head because they know this is gonna come down. This is before the 2024 election. You are going. We know we've said it before, but you can bet your bottom dollar on it now. You are going to see martial law declared in this country. You are going
exactly.
to see it.
Exactly. And, you know, and to that Northwest media,
because they know they're number one, they know they're going to lose. They know they're going to lose. So that's their only option, is to come up with that to stop the elections. You're going to see that.
Oh yeah, we're already prepared for that, you know. So we already know there's going to be a lockdown coming sometime pretty soon, you know, and everything, because we're hearing things from the governor's office. We got friends in high places. You hear things. So,
well,
and they're saying that it's coming. So probably within the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a statewide lockdown.
Well, I'm talking about a nationwide.
I'm talking about
you're going to see dissension in the ranks. You're going to see street riots. You're going to see food riots.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get bad. It's going to get bad to people.
I'm so glad that I'm pretty well stocked up and, you know, got my garden going and everything and, you know, prepared and stuff. But you can never really be too prepared. And Trish is, you know, I was going to say earlier, Trish is actually kind of nervous. She's like, what if we have to bug out? We don't have two cars. And I'm like, well, why are we going to bug out? Well, we're in the safest place that we can be at. We're out here in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. I don't know what's going to transpire, but I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be pretty. It's mm-hmm. not going to be pretty.
And besides, if we do get nuked, this will be the first place to get nuked. And,
well,
you know,
it's not going to be a matter of getting nuked on American soil, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fight all this overseas, and America runs on foreign oil.
Mm-hmm.
America runs on foreign oil.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying, if it comes
it's going to cripple the United States. A massive
mm-hmm.
civil war in the Middle East will cripple the United States because we will not be able to get foreign oil in. They've just about destroyed every piece of equipment that you can drill in America.
And the way I've been, and the way I've
foreign
been,
countries.
And that's the way I've been looking at it, because if they can't destroy us this way, they'll destroy us that way.
You know, it's going to be a total economic collapse.
Oh yeah.
This is more dangerous than what you think, people. This is more dangerous than what you think.
So, you know, but anyway, brother, almost that time and everything. You want to go on for another hour or?
No, I got to get up in the morning. I got to go to Exxon and load, and then I got to go to Gordon, Georgia.
Well, do you want to do a show tomorrow? I don't know if we can be able to do a show on Thursday because.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, and everything. But anyway, guys, let me tell you, you know, and to my friend Gino Hill that's been listening in, we've been giving advice and everything. You know, we just got to keep warning everybody, doing the best that we can and everything, you know, and stuff, do what we do. But we just can't let our faith. We just can't let people get to us, get our faith down, get our spirits down. This is what they're trying to do to break us down, and everything and stuff. So just keep focused. Keep focused on the distractions. What they're distracting you from. Look at the real picture.
That's correct.
So that's why.
Well,
all right,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say good night and. Y'all just look at things, look at what's going on around you. You know, figure you got brains, you can figure it out. Use your head for more than a hat rack. And figure things out for yourself. You know.
Right.
What's going on around the world compared to the distractions you have back here.
I think before we close, Virgil, let me get your opinion on this. You know, I think with this EBS system that went on a few days ago, this could be what they were testing for. Maybe they knew something we don't. But as you know, the other night,
I don't know.
As you know, the other night, my TV picked up some weird ass shit, and I sent you that, and I sent that to some other people, and they said the same thing you did—that it was some kind of scrambled signal or something
like that. It's a scrambled enigma. It's a scrambled enigma code.
As long as my TV picked it up, I don't know, but it did. Maybe the satellite, you know, from the internet picked it up and beamed it to my TV, but it was on
the
lower channel.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If the signal is close enough and powerful enough, it will overwhelm any electronic device.
And it did for 2 days. It did. But it was just only on the lower channel, like MeTV, you know, and H&I and all that. Those channels didn't work.
Well, you got to look at what frequency they're on. If they're on a VHF frequency or VMF frequency.
Yes. It was a VHF frequency. That's what they were on, VHF. But it was just weird. I mean, for a while there, I thought I was picking up more code communications, you know, but it wasn't that.
They very seldom use Morse code. They use an Enigma.
Right.
They use an Enigma system now.
Right. So it wasn't a scrambled system. I can hear that I picked up right away.
Well, it was.
Go ahead.
No, it was an Enigma system. It was a signal, but it's done in such a way to where it is virtually impossible to decipher.
Mm-hmm. So, but I happened to pick it up. No, I wasn't the only one. I see several people that I talked to said just the same thing happened to them that night. But anyway, you guys, we'll go ahead and close the show, and we'll be back possibly on Thursday night and everything. So you be careful out there on the road, Virgil. And everything.
All right.
Keep looking up in the sky, guys, because you never know what's going to drop down. But anyway, we'll go ahead and close off, and y'all be safe out there. Be prepared and be ready. Good night, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver.